Item number 10 is going to be PCR 10524. Christy, go ahead.
Christy Moretti, Public Works. I want to amend the recommended vendor to Strategic Solution Team. And the reason is because when the bid responses were received in my office, I didn't realize there were this vendor, as well as the one we're amending to, they were clipped together. So I didn't see that there was a lower bidder than the Zyco Construction. So I'd like to amend to Strategic Solution Team, and their bid price was $10,800.
Can you, Strategic Solutions
Team, yes.
Team?
Yes.
And the total is 10,800 even?
Yes. All right, Francis says it's $10,888. We will be sure to triple check that on the bid document and only give them a purchase order for the amount that they bid.
$10,888.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. This being a Ward 2 project, Councilman Ricks, do you have anything to add on this?
Thank you very much. And thank you to the to purchasing for going through the process here, for triple checking. I'll just briefly comment that this is part of the Ward 2 ARPA funds. I think that a lot of people are familiar with this particular gazebo located at a small island, traffic island that is, right by the Norwood branch of the Warwick Public Library. It's a wonderful gathering space for the community. You often see people from children, teenagers, to adults who will stop by there, enjoy the shade, maybe read a book right over there. Beautiful scenery. We have about 4 events per year that the city helps to facilitate, along with the neighborhood association promoting them. Typically a couple of food truck events and a couple of neighborhood concerts. In addition, it really is a great event space and gathering space for members of the community, from being a local landmark where sometimes the local Santa parade might begin or end, down to more recently. I shouldn't say more recently, because this has happened many, many years, going back well over a decade, but certainly more recently on the calendar, the trick-or-treating. Neighborhood Association passes out candy there. That gazebo, I remember that when I was about 16 years old, yeah, I just had a birthday, so yeah, 23 years ago, my mother, one of the founding members of the Norwood Neighborhood Association, she and other members of the association worked to get that gazebo there. It's been going for 23 years strong. It is showing its age. And so, yeah, this replacement decking, along with some of the other improvements through Ward 2 ARPA funds, it's going to be money well used to preserve this real community treasure that hopefully will be going for another 23 plus years strong.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. Excellent work in your neighborhood there.
Excuse me. We can confirm it's $10,888.
$10,888. Any other members of the committee or the council have any comments on this one? Councilman Lattiser.
So, Christy, is there anyone that double checks this stuff before it comes to us?
Well, because between Public Works and purchasing, and it goes through multiple hands.
And I guess my point is, does anyone double check the numbers before it comes to us?
I made a mistake, Councilman. I can't speak for what happens in other departments. I'm not there.
Eric Earls, Public Works. Yeah, Christy looked at it and I looked at it and we both missed this one. Mm-hmm. And then when it got, so we sent the letter up. And then when it got to Francis and purchasing, she caught it. So there you go.
Okay, so with the number of 10,880 to the acting chairman, I'm going to ask you to go into the documents. I didn't print them out, but I did write all of the bids down. I want you to go to the documents that show the individual pricing for each of these bids. And when you get to strategic solution team, let me know if your document says 10,880 or does it say 10,800?
Checking. Councilman, give me a minute.
Sure.
While I'm doing this research, I just want to take a quick moment to welcome Councilman-elect Napa and Councilman-elect Muto, who have joined us this evening.
Yay.
Congratulations. Okay, I found the bid information. I am scrolling. Let's see, Westway, Cornerstone, Dubon, Zaco, Mill City, Strategic Solution Team, remove and replace decking on Norwood, $10,888.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Any other questions from members of the committee or the council? Questions or comments from members of the public? Okay, seeing none, we have a PCR. It's 105-24. We have an amendment. The amendment is twofold. First, it is to change the awarded vendor to Strategic Solution Team, LLC. And second, it is to amend the amount of the award to $10,888.00.
I move favorable action.
Second.
Moved, seconded, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So that was your award, what, 4-3-3-6-3-0. And as amended?
Move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. 3-6. Okay, perfect. Moving right along, this is your item, Councilwoman. This is item number 11, 2025-261, purchase two solar speed signs, Ward 6.
Yes. These are the, I believe, the last of the two signs that will be going in Ward 6. One will be located on Seaview Drive, and the other one will be located on Pequot Avenue. These are two highly speeding areas that I thought that would be beneficial, especially when we went, well, I know the first ones we did near the schools, but these were two areas that I thought had to be, addressed.
Excellent. Thank you, Councilwoman.
You're welcome.
Any other questions from members of the committee? Council? Councilman Latta, sir.
Thank you. This is more of a comment. So with regard to these solar speed signs, if you recall, some time ago, there was an error made with some of us on the solar speed signs, and we were charged an additional price afterwards for the poles and the braces for each of the signs that we received. Today, at least in this bid, that item is $496.74 per. I think it was a bit less, but going by that number, I have three signs which I'm going to request on the record tonight to have a credit issued to my account for three poles and three braces because I have three locations. They were mounted on telephone poles or an existing pole. So I'm going to be looking for that credit to be applied to Del Judas Park items that we're working on.
Okay, thank you, Councilman. Any other comments from members of the committee, council, members of the public? Okay. Next up, item number 12, 2025-255 motor oil, hydraulic and transmission fluids, chassis grease, and gear lube. Councilman Lattiser. Item number 12, Councilman. Okay. Moving along. Oh, sorry. Any other questions from members of the council? Questions from members of the public? All right. Thank you very much. Item number 13, 2025-262, purchase 9 new windows for the Department of Public Works offices. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you. So my question is, how or why did the department go to Lowe's for getting a price on these windows?
Because they have them. I don't know how to answer that question. We went to Lowe's because they're custom windows and Lowe's can accommodate our request.
They're custom windows, which means Lowe's doesn't have them on the shelf. They have to be custom made. But the point is, what you're asking for in windows is a Pella window. And that happens to be the Mercedes of windows. Also happens to be far more expensive than the same windows that I got prices on just today for substantially less. So why didn't this go out for bid? We have at least one local manufacturer here in Warwick who manufactures the windows custom in any size that you want. And I believe the city's used that company in the past. But just hold on 1 second. Bear with me for 1 minute. This was a bid that I received just this afternoon at about 3:30. And you're looking at a substantial difference in price, Eric. I don't see the need for Pella windows in any of the city buildings that we have. The cost of them is considerably higher than what we can get right here from a local manufacturer. So what I'm going to request is that this be held so that you can get either go out for bid or reach out to another manufacturer. And by the way, company that I contacted has no idea what this bid was, had no idea. What they were given was sizes and statistics on the windows. And this is a comparable product by a local manufacturer, and we're looking at saving the taxpayers about $1,400 on these windows. So with that said, is this a problem for you to hold this and revisit another supplier for a price on the windows?
I don't have a problem with it, although there is a certain degree of urgency. It's not getting any warmer out. The windows are literally falling out of the building. So I would like to expedite this.
How long have they been falling out of the building? We have a broken pane of glass. Windows are falling out of the building. How long has this been going on?
Councilman Bill Facenti, Chief Staff and Community Development Manager. Not to interrupt the Director Earls, these funds are opera funds and they need to be under contract by December 31st, and there's no way to do a public bid in this time.
So you don't need to do a public bid because you already went directly to Lowe's and got a price from them. So what prohibits you directly to go to a local window manufacturer directly and get a price from them and sign a contract tomorrow or the next day? I got the quote right here for you if you'd like to see it, if you'd like
it. I don't need to see it. I rely on the director to provide the information. So,
Chief, we're looking to purchase windows that are so overkill for what's needed at taxpayer expense, and it makes no sense. It's $1,400 less to go with a comparable product, local manufacturer, and you're not going to get them any quicker from Lowe's custom made than you will from the local manufacturer. So it makes no sense. The sense of urgency thing really doesn't wash with me, because we have windows that are falling out of a building. We have windows of broken glass. So if this was such an emergency, we would have did it years ago before they started falling out of the building. And we can save the taxpayers $1,400. No, you don't, Eric, you're shaking your head. You don't agree, right? This is like just being nitpicky.
Yeah, I think
no,
so
not.
To a certain
degree. It's a $1,400
difference. I understand this is your wheelhouse, right? This is what you do. We just need windows. There's $20,000 in the ARPA budget we had anticipated going out to bid to have someone install them. We decided to do the work in-house, which is saving the taxpayers $10,000, right? I acknowledge that you don't think Public Works deserves to have nice windows, but can we...
Say that again.
You're telling me that we shouldn't have good quality windows. Pella are good quality windows, and we shouldn't have them in that building.
No, what I'm saying to you is you don't need to purchase the Cadillac of windows. You can purchase a local window with the comparable U values, the comparable construction, the comparable energy efficiency, the comparable appearance for $1,400 less. That's what I'm saying. So don't make it sound as though I'm trying to make you take some junk window instead of going with the Cadillac. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't need the Cadillac, exactly.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Councilman, sounds like you'd like a PCR on this item.
Sure.
I believe the PCR number is 106-24. We've heard the councilman's thoughts on the purchase of these windows and their cost. Is there a motion from the committee on this item? Any members of the council have questions or comments? No. Councilman Ricks.
Through the chair, if I may, a question to Councilman Lattiser. I just want to make sure that I'm clearly understanding this, and I'm not an expert in windows. I understand that you have many decades of experience in this industry, and so when we're talking about comparable U-values, items like that. I want to make sure that I'm clear and understanding that really we're talking about the same exact specifications in terms of the quality and the value that's being given here relative to, say, the Pella windows that are the $1,400 more. I'm not sure exactly what separates those particular windows that you're suggesting from the Pella windows. What makes one a Cadillac, whereas the other something that you would be advocating for here? Thank you.
May I respond, Chairman?
Yes.
So let's make something clear. I'm not
just one second on this. Sorry to interrupt. Remember, there's only these windows before us, so we can't be voting on any other window purchases or anything like that. This was not a bid that came to the city. This is the councilman made a phone call to get this information. So we need to just keep everything framed before us. What is before us is just this one item here. The councilman is asking additional questions, but it's not, we
fair
can't
point.
Choose between two windows at this time. So,
fair
thank
point.
You.
Excuse me, Joe Facenti, Chief Staff. So since the council person, and I'm not an attorney, since the council person has reached out to the only local manufacturer of windows, I don't know if the city can go to that vendor and request a price. Now, I don't know.
How is it you went to Lowe's and requested a price?
Again, I'm not an attorney. I'm just saying you mentioned the company name. You went to the vendor. There's only one window manufacturer in Warwick, and it's custom built.
Thank you. Thank you, Chief. We'll get a opinion.
And by the way, when I say local, I didn't say just Warwick. Councilman, I said local.
Councilman.
There's other manufacturers in Rhode Island.
So the question before the council is bid 2025-262, which has now become PCR 10624, is before us under exception to notice requirements 56.6. And the director and the chief have articulated their case and rationale for it. There's no ability to amend or change the vendor. This is really a question of voting up or down on whether to proceed with the proposal presented by the director and the chief.
Thank you.
Janet?
Do we have any other questions or comments from any other members of the council? Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. A question to the chief. Were there phone calls made to vendors other than Lowe's?
I can't answer that. Director Earl says no.
Okay. So I'll leave with a comment. And if possible, I would like to, through the chair, receive an answer from Councilman Lattiser on that. But before that, I'll just leave with a comment that I do think it is appropriate to exercise Section 3.3 in these circumstances. I do understand that we would not be able to simply substitute vendors here. But if we're going to use 3.3 under these circumstances, it occurs to me that it is a matter of due diligence to go ahead and make multiple phone calls, see what the different prices are, just to try to get the best price that's available. And so for those reasons, if it appears that it would be possible for the city, reasonably possible, that is, for the city to make those kinds of phone calls and save $1,000, $1,400, then unless there's an absolute emergency that we can't wait a couple of weeks or so till the next meeting, it would seem reasonable for the city to go ahead and do that. At the same time, I certainly do also recognize that the city can and often is in a worse position than a private business or other organization when it comes to getting the very best price, because vendors know that they're dealing with the city that has to follow very specific rules, and sometimes, unfortunately, vendors charge the city more. So if this were a situation where I was given information that led me to think that it would just be futile for the city to even bother trying to make additional phone calls, get a better price, then I'd be happy to go along with the present bid that's in front of us. But at this point, based on the information that I currently have, it seems like it would be a good idea to see if we can save that additional $1,400, $1,000, whatever it may be, not just calling one additional vendor, but try calling a few. So that's my comment on the matter, and I'll yield.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Howe?
Very quickly, you know, I'm hearing a lot about we made phone calls. The one phone call that wasn't made is to the office and the department that has made the decision to purchase these windows. And this is what I'm talking about, complimentary procedure. If I have an issue, if I see something, let's say in my wheelhouse, and I have an issue with it, or I see that the city, and I'm that eager to save taxpayer money, I am going to call the department and say, hey, I'm noticing you're getting it from here before the meeting, so these discussions don't go on for the amount of time. Yes.
I appreciate your sentiments.
I will call the department. beforehand, and I will say, this is a concern of mine. I'm still doing my due diligence for the taxpayer. I'm just not doing it into a microphone for three people on YouTube to hear it. I am still addressing the duties that I am responsible to do. And guess what? I will also make sure that the work gets done so that we have this replacement. Thank you.
Councilman, thank you. Okay. Chairman. Committee, do we have a motion?
Excuse me, Chairman.
PCR 106-24.
I move favorable action.
A point of order. Point of order. I raised my hand, respectfully requested to be recognized.
Excuse me, Councilman. Councilman, you've spoken multiple times on this. This is committee. You're not on the committee. The chairman has called the vote. You can't interrupt the vote. Chairman, finish the vote. You can get another opportunity to speak on this when it comes to the full council.
Thank you. We've had a motion and a second for favorable action.
I call a point of order. I want an answer from the solicitor.
I
want an answer from the solicitor. I called the point of order.
You can't call the point of order. You're not on the committee.
What? Solicitor, I'm asking for your opinion.
The committee's in charge.
The chairman has, or acting chairman in this case, has guided that you've been allotted your time. I don't have a clock to say otherwise, but you've been allotted time on this issue, and in the opinion of the chair, they want to proceed forward with the vote.
So what prevents me from requesting a point of order?
State your point of order.
The point of order is I requested acknowledgement to make further comment on this issue and was just ignored.
It's not a point of order. The chairman has ruled.
It's a what?
The acting chair has
fine
made his decision.
Okay.
Councilman, I think we understand your point. We've discussed it to a great extent. It's got a PCR. It'll be on the docket during the meeting.
Double check on public.
Does the public have anything to add? Any questions or comments from members of the public? Thank you. Okay, moving along. PR 104-24, resolution relative to abatements. Mr. Dupuy.
Good evening. Neil Dupuy, Director of Assessing. This month we have abatements for you in the amount of $13,840.00. They are all new abatements that were the result of exemption applications. But I'll answer any questions that you might have.
Any members of the committee have any questions on the abatements? Members of the council? Anyone? Members of the council? Members of the public? Okay, thank you, Mr. Dupuy. Do we have a motion on the abatements?
Move favorable action.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, last up is PCR 97-24, a resolution relative to issuing requests for proposals for community projects. I am going to pull this one up. I believe the bulk of these this evening are for me. However, there's a few amendments. So just give me a second. Okay. There were four originally on this. Again, we're getting down to the wire on here. So I needed to add these to the resolution as they were being researched. We're actually going to strike three of these two of these off of the list. So the first item, Ward 9, ARPA, Dutchess Ave, will be struck. And the third item, Ward ARPA, St. Greg's Baseball Scoreboard, also will be struck. Aside from that, are there any questions from members of the committee?
Just one, Mr. Chairman. This is probably just housekeeping. So this will require an amendment, or is it just?
This will require an amendment, yes.
Thank you. All set. Thank you.
Members of the council? Okay. So first up, I'm going to make a motion to amend to strike bullet point one, Dutchess Ave Park swing set, that whole bullet point, and point three, St. Greg's baseball scoreboard. Do any questions or comments on the amendment? Motion?
Make a motion to amend.
Sorry, do I need to get on the amendment? Any questions for members of the committee, council, public? No. Okay. Can you make that motion?
Certainly. Make a motion to amend as mentioned.
Okay. Second. All in favor of the amendment?
Aye.
And then as amended?
Make a motion as amended.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And that concludes the business for the Finance Committee. Time is now 6:30 p.m.
Mr. President, if I may I thank Councilman Gebhardt. As I came in late, I just figured keep the tradition going and he could finish the committee. So I do thank the councilman and my colleagues for allowing that to happen.
Thank you. Thank you, Councilman. Happy to help.
Thank you. The next committee to take place is Public Safety, and that can take place at this time. Councilman Ricks is going to chair this committee with Councilman McElroy.
So the Finance Committee comes back to order at 6:32. The only item before us is motion and vote on the full consent calendar, with the exception of the items that were pulled off to be amended. Do we have a motion?
Favorable action. Where'd he go?
We will hold that motion. Oh, I can second it. Second. All in favor?
Okay. Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you. The Finance Committee adjourns for the second time at 6:33.
The Public Safety Committee comes to order at 6:34. 6:35. Here we go. First up, we have the acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on October 7, 2024. Do we have a motion? Acceptance has been moved. I'll second. All in favor? Aye. We have one item on the agenda. This is Councilman Gebhardt. So this is PCR 102-24, a resolution in regards to installing a marked crosswalk across and signage around Major Potter Road near the eastern intersection with Quaker Lane. Councilman Gebhardt, recommendation, please.
Recommendations for favorable action.
All right. And let's open up this hearing. Councilman Gebhardt.
Okay. So this one follows, there's been a number of items that have come up here. So the Sergeant Center, who is represented here tonight by Mr. David Kane, the president and CEO. Sergeant Center is a center that works with individuals with disabilities, with recovery, cognitive and physical function. And they have a beautiful center on Route 2, over near Cardi's. The center's been in operation for 100 years, so a long tradition of serving the community. About a year ago, so the center continues to grow because there's great need and demand for the types of services that they offer. About a year ago, we started to get some complaints about parking, mostly for the staff of the center as they are parking along Major Potter Road, close to Quaker Lane. So members of the community behind took issue with the parking. They felt it difficult to get out. So we worked with the center and with the Warwick Police Department to alter the parking flow over there to create a safer means of egress for the neighbors. Concurrent to that, the center acquired another piece of property that's just across the street from where they are located. That additional property actually is going to expand opportunities for parking, both for staff as well as anyone coming to visit the center. It's also going to host a number of additional amenities, and they recently had a ribbon cutting, which I know a number of state officials came to celebrate. And the ask here is that as they expand into this second facility, given the nature of the individuals who are using the services of the facility, as well as the safety of their staff, they're requesting the city take the action to make a crosswalk sort of across Major Potter Road to essentially join the two, the two properties and for safe passage across the road. And as I mentioned at the beginning, Mr. Kane is here and can provide testimony to that effect. So thank you. Request favorable action.
Thank you for all of the background and information. This certainly seems very worthy. I'd like to thank everyone involved for really putting in the time, due diligence to solve this issue, try to make this as safe as possible. Councilman?
One more, because it was asked by Councilman Sinapi, and I'm sure others will ask. Councilman Sinapi asked if this was supported by a traffic study. We did put in for a traffic study, however, learned that the police department does not actually conduct traffic studies for the purpose of crosswalk placement. So that was done without a recommendation. The city DPW and engineer are actually the ones who provide a recommendation on crosswalk, and they will be reviewing that, with the resolution in hand. So thank you.
Thank you also for that clarification. That makes perfect sense to me. Let's see. Any comment? Well, first, I'd like to extend an invitation for the president of the organization, if he would like to say a few words. I believe that we all received the packet, so not necessary to go into detail unless there may be questions from members of the council or members of the public, but certainly your attendance is very much appreciated to provide any additional information that we may need. You would certainly be welcome to say a few words if you'd like to, but I also don't want to pressure you to have to reiterate everything that Councilman Gebhardt said or otherwise that's stated in the packet. Indeed, the photos provided in the packet, they say 1,000 words. So you'd be welcome to speak or otherwise. It's very much appreciated that you're here to answer any questions that we may have. Okay.
Well, just briefly, thank you for entertaining the request. This is our response to the increased traffic on the road, and we were really excited to be able to enter into negotiations and acquire this property. We tore the motel down on Thursday of last week. We installed the parking yesterday and today, and that will continue through the week. We're really confident that this will alleviate the stress of the additional cars that our staff and the public have put on the road. Certainly that's not the the preferred method. So we were able to acquire the property, put the parking lot in. Once that's completed, we're just asking for the crosswalk to complete this. So now we'll be able to get the cars off the road, which is our contribution to the neighborhood, working with our neighbors to address the concerns. And the crosswalk will certainly do that. So I just want to thank everybody for entertaining that.
Oh, thank you very much. And pardon me, I forgot to mention one thing, simple procedural requirement. Help to keep things simple for our city clerk when taking the minutes. If you could please state your full name while you're up at the mic.
I'm sorry. David Kane. I'm the president and CEO of Sargent Center in Warwick.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Any questions, members of the council? Excuse me, members of the committee. Any questions, members of the council? Any questions, members of the public? Hearing none, do we have a motion? Yeah. Yep. I hear a motion for favorable action from Councilman McElroy, a second from Councilwoman Travis. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, committee.
Thank you. And there being no further business of the Public Safety Committee, we adjourn at 6:42 p.m.
The next committee to meet is the Intergovernmental Committee, and that can meet at this time.
It is now 6:44, and the Intergovernmental Committee is now in session. The first order of business is the acceptance of minutes from the committee meeting held on October 21st, 2024. Do I hear a motion? I hear a motion, a second. All in favor?
Aye.
The first item on the calendar is PCR 99-24, a resolution requesting investigations into reports of smells of gas leaks on Fashion Drive. Councilman Sinapi.
So the title somewhat speaks for itself. It's been an ongoing situation for, I think, a year or more, where the smell of gas is palpable for anyone in the cul-de-sac, sometimes worse than other days. Even our esteemed solicitor himself found out the hard way that the smell of gas is very much present there. And for whatever reason, the utility company has allowed it to go unabated, or at least whatever measures they've taken have not been sufficient. So hopefully, as a result of the resolution, which will go to, among other things, the regulators for the utility, they'll actually get something done and address the situation, because you don't, in the normal course of business, you're not supposed to smell gas. If you do, there's a problem. And for anyone to say otherwise is strongly mistaken, especially when it can be smelled, not in a building, but outdoors, which is even more concerning. So I definitely request favorable action.
Any questions or comments from the committee? Questions or comments from the council? Questions or comments from the public?
Hi, I'm Darlene Netko. I actually live in Ward 7, but my mother and sister live in Ward 8, which is Councilman Sinapi's ward. And I personally have called Rhode Island Energy on more than one occasion over the last, I would say, 2 years or more. The neighbors in the cul-de-sac have also called. They send someone out. They look around. One person did tell me it's not a high priority. There is a very, very strong odor of gas on a regular basis. When we get our gas bills, they send the little scratch and sniff in there, and they say, natural gas is odorless and colorless. We add this chemical that smells like sulfur, so the public can recognize it and call when they smell it, because you're not supposed to have that smell, which indicates that there's gas. I visit my mother quite frequently. When I leave and I'm driving away and driving out into the main road, I can still smell gas in my car. I had to call the rescue squad for my mother last year. The rescue came, the fire department came. After the rescue left, the members of the fire department said to me, does it smell like this all the time? And I said, yes. And they got their readers out and they went around, and then they called the gas company, and the gas company still didn't do anything. And that's when the Warwick Fire Department got involved. So I thank Councilman Sinapi for putting this together as a resolution that is going to go to, as they say, everybody and his brother. And hopefully, once it gets to the regulatory agencies, Rhode Island Energy will do something about the smell of gas. Because, you know, every now and again, you're watching the news and there's a gas explosion somewhere. And, you know, I don't want to see that, obviously, in front of my mother's house or anywhere in Warwick or anywhere for that matter. So I think, as Councilman Sinapi said, it, you know, it shouldn't have to come to this. But if it has to come to this, then it has to come to this to get the Rhode Island Energy to do its job. So I thank again Councilman Sinapi, the Intergovernmental Committee, and the City Council for hopefully voting in favor of this and moving this resolution forward. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from the public? Any questions from the council?
Just through the chair. Would you mind if we ask the chief of staff to step to the mic?
No.
No, he wouldn't
I
mind.
I do not mind, Chief.
You might mind, but he doesn't mind.
Okay.
Chief, we have like contacts at Grid, don't we?
So we had a really good contact with Rhode Island Energy Electric, Marissa Albanese. She's recently retired. We do have a new person that has taken over. We have an appointment scheduled with them, I think in the next 2 weeks, to meet with them. Gas has always been separate, but Marissa always helped a little bit when she could. But we can, you know, check with our government affairs people at National Rhode Island Energy.
Okay.
Call it National Grid.
Yeah, because I mean, this resolution is great. It puts it on paper, but it's a shame that's been going on as long as it has. And
I've only been here since July in this position, so I've never heard of this issue.
Okay.
So I apologize if this has been on our radar.
But. Okay. Yeah, I'd just be hopeful we could get it resolved without, you know, in the time it's going to take for this resolution to get signed and get transmitted and get on someone's desk. So thank you.
Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Chairman. With Councilman Sinapi's permission, I would like to be added as a sponsor, please. Thank you.
It's pretty much unanimous. Okay. Any other questions from the public? Comments? Yes, Councilman.
So, yes, I want to be added as a sponsor as well. And I certainly understand the need for doing this. I experienced years back a very similar situation, Warwick Neck Avenue in the Rocky Point Avenue vicinity, of constant calls from my constituents with the smell of gas. And you can drive down the road and you can smell it. And it took an extensive amount of time to finally get the gas company up there and do a little research, and ended up repairing, I don't remember, 100, 200, 300 feet of gas line to correct the problem. So yeah, it's unfortunate that these type of pieces of legislation have to be done, but they do. And to go to the chief's comments about Marissa, she was more than outstanding. Unfortunately for not just Warwick, but the entire state, she retired, well-deserved so, but she was, just did an amazing job. So good job on this, Councilman Sinapi.
Do I hear a motion?
Move favorable action.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. It is now 6:52 and the Intergovernmental Committee is adjourned.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We will see you back here at 7 o'clock for the full City Council meeting. See you at 7.